Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. We have a fantastic episode on the YouTube legend, Dan TDM.
I am now a super cute Minecraft kitty headphone wearing Twitch streamer.
So today we're going to talk about a YouTuber who I think that a lot of people will know, which is Dan TDM, otherwise known as The Diamond Minecart. Dan TDM has 26.1 million subscribers. He's a legend, and his like first video was 9 years ago.
Hey everybody, Dan here from The Diamond Minecart, and today I'm starting a brand new adventure, which is Pokemon.
And I feel like he was a huge part of my childhood, and I imagine that he's a huge part of yours as well. So Dan TDM, this is going to sound crazy to a lot of you, especially with the, you know, channel I now run. I didn't play Minecraft that much as a kid. I was never really into it. I didn't have the crafting books or any of that. I guess it missed me. However, one man could get me to watch Minecraft YouTube back in the day, and that was Dan TDM. I think it was around the time when I was looking for different Happy Wheels videos. I would kind of, you know, search Happy Wheels on the internet and look for different creators. And eventually Dan popped up. And from there, he pulled me into his rabbit hole. And Dan TDM sucks me into a whole new universe that I was kind of unprepared and hadn't really seen before. And that was the universe of The Lab, Dr. Troyeris, Grimm, and just a lot of fun adventures. So for those who don't know, at least I feel like, I mean, I'm going to assume a bit here, but Dan TDM's most popular videos, and I think his most recognized videos, are when he did kind of these kind of custom mod stories. So what he would do is he would kind of pick a mod and take him and his kind of characters through it and create little stories.
There we go, the taxi is here, so we need to get out of here. Grimm, Treoris, let's go on vacation. This is gonna be epic. I have booked us to a secret location which you guys are not gonna know about, and here he is.
His most popular video, which has 57 million views, is Minecraft Vacation Disaster. And that is a custom mod adventure. How I Met Dr. Treoris is number two at 55 million views. And there's like a prison mod adventure, a lot of different things. And why those were fun is because someone who didn't really love Minecraft, didn't really love it as a kid, you could just kind of watch those stories. You could get right in, you know, click on that, the Diamond Minecart video, and just be like, let me get invested in what he's doing. I don't need to know how this game works. I'm basically just kind of watching a little movie, and that's how it worked. And I'm watching them back, they're not the most complicated things. You can obviously tell he's improv-ing everything. His editing is impressive, but he's just playing with two, like, computer bots and the dog and Dr. Troyeris and going through these custom mods, cracking jokes here and there. But it was, for some reason, I mean, maybe just because of his personality and how he, you know, said things and edited things, it was really entertaining as a kid. And it got me really invested. I remember, I know, different few ones where he would do these different custom mod adventures. But what I think kind of like the coolest thing about it is he would base them all in this like one world. So in, you know, the Dan TDM cinematic universe, I don't know what it's called, if it has an official name. He'd always start at the lab, and Dr. Troyeris, which is just basically a villager in a lab coat, was this scientists, and they were at this lab, and all the adventures would start there. The hijinks, some of them would go at the lab, some of them they would go other places, but they would always start at the lab. And why this was kind of cool is it felt very much like a TV show. So like I just said, you're watching stories, but they all kind of consolidate from the same place. You know you're going to start at the very least. So you get into a Dan TDM video, you recognize what's happening pretty much immediately with a lot of those custom mod adventures. And this is kind of cool as a kid because it made it like TV. He would release a video pretty frequently. You would go, like, watch. You would start at the lab and you would see what happened from there. There were certain times where he upgraded the lab, changed it, and I remember them being, like, really cool. Eventually he got, like, a brand new lab that was, like, really It was a custom build and it was sick. But it was just cool in the first part because it felt like a TV show. And by doing that, he added some consistency.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
And what I talk about a lot in my past kind of podcasts is consistency is important in making YouTube. YouTube viewers, it's very hard kind of paradox to conquer. But you need to vary your content enough so it's not repetitive and it's entertaining. But there needs to be some consistency so the viewers know what type of video they're getting. You know, I've done this with, like, Purple playing Bed Wars, Tommy in it, you know, Minecraft is a lot funnier when this blank happens. Those type of videos, you know the type of video you're getting, and, but there's some variation to it. And I think Dan kind of started doing that by saying this is always going to take place in the lab, this is always going to be some type of story that's going to involve these three characters, but then we can vary it from there, and that was very effective in doing so. But in looking back, as I was talking about, it's a bit more revealing, just kind of, I don't know how different, like, it was as a kid. I remember watching it, and I was, like, fifth grade, sixth grade, and that's when, like, that's when you're right again, like, right around the time where you're, like, oh, like, playing Minecraft is, like, lame now. Like, third grade, fourth grade, it's, like, oh, it's cool. Everybody loves Minecraft, and then, like, fifth, sixth, it got to the point where, at least people, I feel like, around me were, like, oh, like, no, we don't play that anymore. But then that's when I started to watch it. That's when I first got into it. So it was kind of like this guilty pleasure of mine where I'd watch Dan TDM. And yes, sometimes his videos, I think, could be a bit childish. But, like, when you really watch it, especially, like, now, you get a sense of how geared towards kids they are. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Ugh, no Wi-Fi. No! Low battery, no! A buffering screen! Are you crazy? Oh my goodness, right, oh jeez, this can't go well. There's a kid in a swing. Ah! Whoa! I didn't even see that there!
I think you can tell what I'm saying from the audio.
There's nothing wrong with gearing, you know, your videos towards kids. Obviously, it positively affected, a lot of our childhoods and our upbringings that he geared these videos towards us. But looking back, you can just see him laughing at, like, random jokes and things that I honestly just think, I'm like, wow, how did he keep this up? And, like, how did I not notice? Like, it'll be like, I don't know, like the Dr. Troyos bot, like, won't follow him correctly. He'll be like, Troyos, stop getting lost over there. And, like, he'll start laughing, like, oh, you making a fuss? Obviously, that's a horrible impression, but his improv skills and his positive attitude are at the same time kind of like makes me cringe, because I'm like, oh, like, he's like so enthusiastic, but like I feel like all kids like shows do that now, but it's also really endearing in a way, because you're like, oh my god, like, he's kind of so mature, and he's like, he can make such edgier content, but he's going out of, you know, his way to make these family-friendly videos for us to grow up on, which is really cool. And I'm like, respect to him for kind of keeping that positive, energetic, laughing at everything attitude up, because it hooked so many people and made his videos really so fun. And a bit modernly, I was watching some of his most recent videos. And what's crazy is Dan TDM, he has a son, yeah. Dan TDM has a wife, and now he has a son. So his most recent video was actually playing games with his son. His son's name is Asher, he is 2 years old, and he played some very simple games. One of them was Minecraft.
What should we feed Tete? We can do chicken, cow, or fish.
Cow!
Cow! Right, here goes the cow food, ready? And it goes, and feed.
Feed.
He's
eating cow.
He's eating cow. Tato has consumed an entire cow.
But, I mean, it's weird. Because, like, a lot of times, like, you kind of, like, grow up, you know, watching a creator, and sometimes you can grow up, like, with that creator if they're the same age as you. But in this case, you still feel like you're growing up with Dan. Even though he's older than I would assume most of us, seeing him have a kid is, like, a really weird experience. And you know that, like, at least in... You just want to be like, dude, you have, like, the coolest dad. You don't understand. Like, he's done, like, so much for the platform and all of that. And I just think that's kind of funny to think about. He's done so much for the platform and done cool things. And he's a gamer. I almost want to just, like, be like, you want that kid to understand how cool his dad is. And it's weird to kind of have that kind of association. You feel like you just wishing the best for someone. And we haven't really had, I feel like, a lot of the larger YouTubers have children yet. Because, like, PewDiePie doesn't think he'll have children. Neither does, like, Jacksepticeye. I don't know if he will have it. But I haven't seen him have children yet. Talk about having children yet, at least in my Markiplier hasn't had children, so, like, seeing Dan with a child is kind of a surreal experience that, like, the creators you watch can grow up to, which is kind of wild. I said that in a really backwards way, but I hope it comes across. But yeah, and I think as for the content Dan makes now, it's tough because in some senses, you know, at least from my opinion, when I go to Dan TDM's channel, I just want to see Minecraft. I want to see that nothing changed. It's like I left it. But, you know, in the sense I was just saying, understanding he's a human, you could understand how things change. And you know, he can play other games and he must get burnt out of Minecraft for some point. And I've seen him make reaction videos and play horror games. Other than that, so it's interesting to see him evolve. I had to kind of let go at a certain point that, you know, he wasn't always going to remain the same. I know that there was definitely a certain point where I got, like, sad because I had gone on to see him, like, I think he had a very big Fortnite phase, if I'm not mistaken. He also had an Among Us phase, but he had a very big Fortnite phase, and I remember, like, I went to his channel just kind of around then to see if it hadn't changed. And I kind of in a selfish way was got like, I was like, oh, he's playing Fortnite too. Because at that point, it felt like a lot of my favorite creators had been kind of sucked into the Fortnite meta. Because like I had watched like Muzelk and Bazigaza for Overwatch, and they had all started playing Fortnite, and it felt like it was slowly slipping away. But he still plays Minecraft, and he still keeps up with it. And even if he wants to switch to another game, I think that's okay. And I think we need to realize that, like, in a way, sometimes, like, these parasocial relationships, they almost get in a weird worshipping way where we think we're close with them, but we also think we want to put them in a box. And it's like we can't do that. They're a person. They change. And we just got to kind of enjoy them for what they make, enjoy the old times while they're happening, and enjoy the new stuff they're making. So, yeah. I think, kind of, like, if there's anything more I want to talk about, it's maybe just, like, Oh, yeah, this is kind of random. But he also had blue hair, which just makes me think of, like, the whole phase where every major YouTuber just dyed their hair. I would be watching, like, Jacksepticeye, Dan TDM and Markiplier, who all had dyed hair at the time. It's like, oh yeah, like, if you were a YouTuber, you had dyed hair. It was like an association in my head, which I just think is funny. And it contributed to that. And I just think he's someone who pushes the platform, made the world a better place for what he did, really supported a lot of us growing up. And I just wanted to highlight a really nice guy that I think helped us out, was super nice, you know, gave us a great childhood, and hopefully gives his son a great childhood and continues to do great things. And I feel like that's all I can say. There's nothing really too intensely through it. He's adapted well over the years, always did good edits, always done good thumbnails, and I think he's done what he wants to do while keeping up with the times, which is impressive. I think he still makes pretty relevant content in my mind. I wouldn't, like, if I think of Dan TDM, I don't think he's out of it. All of his videos, a lot of them still get, like, a million views or Yeah, he usually gets constantly 1 point blank views. So you're 2 point blank views. So he's impressive. Okay. I think that is going to be it for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for all the support and the reviews. I appreciate it all. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.